This episode of the Nerd Up Podcast made possible in part by Eagle Theater. Visit them online at eagletheater.net. And by Classic Hits WTYE. Listen online at WTYEFM.com and made possible by proud supporters just like you.
Now, come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd Up, y'all.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
I'm Tony Collins.
And we're here to have some fun once again, talk about some nerdy things that just have entered our lives lately.
Well, and we're doing this one. It's just you and I talking about the nerdy stuff that it seems has kind of piled up on us.
Yeah.
We've had some great guests the last couple of episodes of the Nerd Up Podcast. And a huge shout out to one of our last guests who sent us some swag.
Oh, Andrew Snook. Yes.
Yeah.
The Remy's Dilemma books. He sent us a caboose.
Yeah. Well, and he sent me a couple of books.
Yeah.
Signed, autographed, which was very cool. He was a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that caboose is adorable.
Yeah. It's a grizzly bear cub. And moose. They got together and had a baby and a caboose.
Yeah, and we don't ask how they got together. And I mean, it's kind of like at the end of Shrek when you know Donkey and the Big Dragon had kids. We don't ask how it happened.
Yeah,
we just go, oh, those are cute, and we move about our day.
Yes, exactly.
And they are cute.
The Dronkies are really cute.
And I know cute. I've got a 4-month-old granddaughter. I know adorable.
Yeah, unfortunately, he does.
Yeah, and Gil is sick of hearing about it.
And seeing all the time pictures, videos. I mean, I've got grandkids, too.
Hey, but... you're the one that threw down the gauntlet and the grandpa cued off.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you brought a knife to a gunfight.
I still think I won that one. Well, let's talk about some things that have happened recently. First of all, we talked about Free Guy barely because you saw it and I did not.
Right. You hadn't seen it yet. So what was your take on it?
I absolutely loved it. I just had
so much fun.
Yeah. I was laughing. Brought my wife and she hated the loud noise.
I was going to say, that's the test. What did Leanne think of it?
You know, I don't really know what her opinion was, other than it was loud.
I mean, it's got Ryan Reynolds in it, so she couldn't have hated it. No,
she liked the dude.
Yeah, well, he was shirtless. So.
But no, I think she did enjoy it, because I caught her chuckling a few times. But she never gives me a good full review like
Isaac,
you and I do.
Isaac would have been the good test. If you could have gotten a few chuckles out of Isaac, then you know you've got something. You know, yeah. That's a winner there, boys.
But he's a huge Ryan Reynolds fan anyway,
yeah.
So he'd like it.
So he was all on board.
Yeah. But, you know, I just, the whole idea behind it, you know, a non-player character just, you know, decides to become an AI. I mean, just, hey,
right.
I'm now a functioning, I want to be a real boy type.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a cool concept. I mean, it's been done over and over in different formats, but this is the way a video game, it's been asking to be done.
Well, and I appreciated it because not only was it a fun movie, and it's a Ryan Reynolds jam, so you kind of know what you're getting. And because of the subject matter, it's based very much on a Grand Theft Auto type game. So you're going to have the big action set pieces and the over-the-top stuff. Because it's a video game, you can get away with being over-the-top.
Yeah.
But beyond all of that, it was genuinely a really good movie.
Yeah.
Good dialogue, sweet storyline.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not something that you typically get out of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
You don't always get the sweet stories.
Well, I don't know. Him and his wife and Deadpool, or his girlfriend and Deadpool. That was sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was a little weird.
She got killed, but...
Yeah.
And where did he pull that ring when he proposed to her?
We don't ask those questions.
But anyway, but yeah, for Free Guy, one of the things that really stood out was you had that story, but you also had the people that wrote the program.
Right.
The love story going on between them that was like just totally out of the blue towards the end there. It's like, that's cool.
And it's that sort of... like, we as the viewers are totally aware that they are absolutely, or he is absolutely into her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's blissfully unaware about it until the end.
It's like, oh.
Yeah,
it
was a love letter.
Well, in fact, he mentioned this is a love letter to you.
Yeah,
so.
And all hail Taika Waititi.
Oh, my God, that guy got me wrong.
he's awesome. I know. You're a fan of some of the other stuff that he's done. In fact, you were watching a show on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. I think it's FX is what it originally airs on. It's Reservation Dogs. It's about a small town in Oklahoma. The Native Americans have how they struggle. And it's got the funny stuff that Taika Waititi does, and yet the humor Taika Waititi is, he incorporates in everything he does.
Right.
With the exception of Green Lantern. So
yeah.
But we'll, nobody wants to remember that.
Well, in fact, I saw an interview one time with Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi together. Yeah. And the interviewers tried to ask about Green Lantern, and they were like,
never heard of it.
Don't know what you're talking about. No, Free Guy is the first time we've ever worked together.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wonderful to meet Ryan on set.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, good one. I think you should forget that.
Deadpool eliminated Green Lantern out of the timeline, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much. That was the idea, too. But, you know, Taika Waititi, I mean, he plays a douchebag.
Oh, my God. He is such. And it's an over-the-top, schmarmy.
Oh, wow.
You just love to hate him.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean, that was definitely one villain that is just like, nope, I hate you, but thank you, Taika, for making me hate you
yeah.
the way I am.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember if he even went so far as to have the, like, 1980s polo shirt popped collar kind of.
He kind of did, but he had a weird mixed fashion thing going
yeah,
anyway.
It was so weird. Well, I'm guessing it was sort of a mashup of all of the tech guys, you know, Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg and, you know.
Yeah, I think so. And douchebag. So.
Yeah, and a heavy dose of douchebag.
So, and he pulled it off just perfectly, too. And again, Taika Waititi, he played Hitler in the Jojo Rabbit, you know, so
right.
I don't think there's anything he can't do.
Right.
I mean, Hitler, douchebag, okay. And then Korg.
Yeah. Well, and on one hand, I'm terrified, but it leads to some neat moments. Disney basically owns everything I love.
Yes.
And because of that, movies like Free Guy are able to do some stuff that they wouldn't have been able to do if it had still been owned by Fox. As I understand it, if I remember correctly, Free Guy was originally a Fox movie.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know.
And then it was supposed to be released by Fox pre-pandemic something or other. And then that fell through. And then the Disney Fox, where Disney bought a huge chunk of, you know, bought all of Fox and. So Disney kind of got Free Guy, but it allowed them to throw some Disney stuff
in
there.
And right now, if you're listening, give yourself a second, because we're going to give some spoilers here. There's some really good ones.
Hey, Free Guy's been out for more than 3 weeks. So we are more than past the 3-day spoiler rule.
That's true.
So
we set that rule. We're going to go with it.
3 days worth. So yeah, here we go.
So sorry about you, but I love the fact one of the things they incorporate, and it's just like the best thing, and it's one of the best cameos in there, is whenever he's fighting the dude, and they're actually going at it with different weapons and stuff like this, and he breaks out this big round shield, and you're
wonder.
And then all of a sudden you hear from Endgame, music
the
play.
Avengers theme hits, and you're like, no.
And then they pan around, and there's the front of Captain America's shield.
And then even better.
And then Captain America himself watching on a phone. What the shit?
And I absolutely love the story behind Chris Evans being in that movie.
What's the story?
It was literally, as I understand it, Ryan Reynolds knew that Chris Evans was going to be in the same town where they were shooting.
Okay.
So he just shot Chris an email or a text message or whatever and said, hey, would you like to do a cameo spot in this movie? And Evans was like, well, I've only got like 10 minutes of free time. And Ryan said, great, we'll get you in. 7 minutes, as I've heard the story, 7 minutes from the time he hit the set till the time he was gone to film that cameo shot. And it was just because Ryan asked.
And it's a really nice moment in the movie, too.
It is.
It's super
nice. And apparently that's not the only cameo in the movie. Now, obviously, because of the type of movie it is, and it's based on an internet video game, there are a ton of real YouTube and Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly have identified them all, but my son's going, hey, that's Jacksepticeye. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, and he named 3 or 4 of them. But there are other cameos. Apparently, Dwayne Johnson does a voice in the movie.
Yeah, and Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman does a voice in the movie. Mm-hmm. So, in my world, Ryan Reynolds has already worked. Deadpool's already worked with Wolverine. So,
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing I loved about this is that not only the story and the action and everything else, but all the little things throughout. I mean, a lightsaber. Come on. Right. He uses a lightsaber to fight the dude. And, of course, the Star Wars music plays in at that time because Disney owns everything.
Yeah, so. Because Disney owns the world.
And it worked out perfect. And it made for a great movie. It was, like, over-the-top fun to watch.
Yeah.
One of the things...
And if you're a fan of those types of video games, if you've ever played any of the Grand Theft Auto games, if you've ever played Fortnite...
Yeah, Fortnite, yeah.
If you've ever played Apex Legends and that kind of thing, those massively multiplayer, run-around, shoot-everybody kind of games, this is such your jam.
And I love the fact there's several parts where they do the Fortnite dances throughout, yeah. But I love the fact that there's one scene where the guy knocks somebody out and then he teabags him.
Yeah.
It's like, yep. Oh yeah, video games.
Because video games.
Yeah. And then also another aspect of it, that another cameo, if you will, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Holy cow, was he funny.
Yeah, had no idea he was going to be in it. No. Talk about, it was a lot of fun. And yeah. Honestly, when I first saw his character, it didn't register to me that's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until like the second time we see him that I'm going, wait, isn't that...
That's Magic
Holy
Mike.
Holy crap. I'll be damned. Okay.
Yep. And then the kid playing him, or the kid that running Channing Tatum's character, he's been in a few other... In fact, he's in Reservation Dogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's been in a few other things. He was in Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix. And a great character actor, and he pulls it off as like, because he's sitting there in this bedroom, Mom, stop running the vacuum! And yeah. The character Channing Tatum is mouthing those words.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, the combination of showing the real world.
Well, I loved his mom going, there is no God. You're 25 and still living it out.
Yes. I forgot about that line.
Oh.
I was like, yep. Oh. But he had a Deadpool poster behind him on the...
That's there. Right. Yeah.
Good product placement there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Free Guy, I just think it's a load of fun, and it was a movie that it just needed to be made.
I would say, honestly, if you're looking for a great date movie, you know, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, or just a husband and wife looking to go see a flick, it's a lot of fun.
It's
got a sweet love story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she'll be happy. And it's got a lot of action and Ryan Reynolds. And so everybody's
happy. How did he describe the ice cream flavor? Something about sunshine
in my mouth
or I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
There were a couple of describing. I mean, Ryan Reynolds did a lot of it. It seemed like there was... I can't wait to see the gag reel.
Yes.
Or
I was thinking the same thing.
The director's cut where they just leave in all of the takes, because you know Ryan Reynolds was just riffing on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, to see how it happens, see what goes.
Yeah, what stuck. And you know, I feel bad for the editors when it comes to doing a Ryan Reynolds
right.
movie, because you go, which punchline do we use?
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're all good. And yeah, when how do you pick? Yeah, so that's the gag reel that's going to come out when they release it on Blu-ray. You know, I just realized something. That Ryan Reynolds, like you said, he asked Chris Evans to do it just because Ryan Reynolds asked him, you know,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like we interviewed Jed Bryan, and Jed Bryan gets this fantastic cast and crew all the time just because people ask him. I'm like,
right.
We need more filmmakers like that in the
yeah.
world, you know?
Well, and I get the impression, I don't know Ryan Reynolds.
No.
I've never met Ryan Reynolds, but I get the genuine impression that he's just kind of a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at least I haven't seen much in the way of negative press.
No.
You know?
And
which is awesome. I love, and I think that's why he does the movies that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he's able to email a guy like Chris Evans and go, hey, want to do this movie? And Evans is like, well, sure, I got 7 minutes.
Yeah. All right, you're in.
You know, cool.
So, yeah, and I think that reflects a lot on him and
speaking
any
of
his movies.
You mentioned Jed Bryan. Aren't you in a movie with Jed Bryan?
You heard that? Yeah, I don't know when it's going to be released yet.
I have heard that. I've heard you're in a couple of Jed Bryan joints.
Three that are going to be released soon.
You are now in the Jed Bryan universe.
I am.
You are.
And actually, we looked it up. You know, one of the things on IMDb you can do if you're an IMDb Pro, you can see how many degrees from Kevin Bacon you are. And
At this point, you got to be like...
Dude, Jed Bryan, Kevin Bacon, because of one of the movies he did with some actor. And I'm like, because that actor was in... a Kevin Bacon movie.
Cool.
So it's like, yeah, I'm now 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Hell, I'm just thrilled that
you need me to sign an autograph for you.
I've now got it.
Yeah, well,
I haven't checked lately.
But you're going to get one.
Because of the work I've done with Jed Bryan, I may actually get an IMDb credit. And that's fantastic because I haven't done anything.
You did
like
voice
in front
work.
Of the camera. I did voice work and I did some graphic stuff hanging on the wall here in the studio.
It made the film.
But yeah, it made the film.
Oh, and you also shuttled zombies.
I did. I was, yeah. I drive a Hummer, H3 Hummer, and I have it decked out with zombie apocalypse response team. When I put that on there, I had no idea that in the future I would be responding to zombies,
yeah,
shuttling them back and forth from the movie set.
Exactly. So it made sense when seeing that truck full of zombies go by.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what was great is I would go to pick them up, and they weren't zombies yet. They were just normal people, and I would drop them off. And then when I took them back to their cars, they were full zombified.
Yep. Did you bite them on the way? What happened?
We don't ask those questions, Gil.
Oh, yeah. You need to give me a list.
I was going
to
say.
Just text that to me sometime.
I'll send you a PDF.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, let's move on from Free Guy because, first of all, it's good. We can't say anything else more about it than other. It's really good. Go see it. And even if we spoiled anything for you, the whole movie is worth seeing.
It's a lot of fun. And again, if you've ever played really any video game, look at some of the background stuff because there are some things going on that you'll go, oh, no, I've seen that video game. You know, how many of us have played a video game and run into the invisible wall?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not a high enough level to access this area yet.
Yep.
You know?
Well, actually, Isaac, he's got a group of friends that play on Xbox and the other networks too, PS, PlayStation Network as well. But they call themselves glitch busters because they go and find glitches in video games. They try to find those boundaries and see if they can get past them. And it's so funny to watch those guys play. It's like, you know, you're supposed to, like, Left 4 Dead. You're supposed to be shooting zombies. Oh, no, we're trying to find out where the edge of this is. I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I took advantage of a glitch one time in Grand Theft Auto Online.
No?
GTA, yeah. My son, thank you. Shout out to Logan for helping me spam the system. And I ended up with like $900 million.
Oh, nice. Okay. You
know? Because somebody on the interwebs discovered this real estate glitch where if you buy this one property and then you sell it and then you buy it, you end up making this weird, you like make $100,000 every time you do it. So Logan literally stayed up one night and just did that on my account just over and over and over again. I'm like, dude, you friggin' rock.
And then I went, how long that would take.
And then I went and bought a bunch of, you know, like spent a huge chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just buying a bunch of random crap. Like, this is awesome.
You know, that's funny. That's one of the things in Free Guy is that, well, she told him he had to level up before I talked to you. And he goes off and he starts just stealing stuff, creates his own hideout and everything. So he leveled up. So, all right. But yeah. Free Guy, worth seeing. Go see it.
It's, absolutely.
And I think I'm going to own the DVD, or the Blu-ray because I want to see the gag reel.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to some trailers.
Oh, man. There have been some good stuff. Of course, we've all been anxiously awaiting the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But the second trailer for Marvel's Eternals has dropped. And I know you and I had talked. This is a movie that, again, it's a Marvel thing, so I'm going to go see it.
Definitely.
But I knew nothing.
Yeah, I never read the Eternals comics ever.
I didn't know anything. The second trailer, now I'm like, oh, well, now I have to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this looks awesome.
It actually put the second trailer actually placed them in the MCU universe.
Right, kind of gave you an idea of the timeline.
Yeah.
There was a throwaway joke at the end of, I think, the first trailer where they talk about now that Iron Man now that Tony Stark and Captain Rogers are no longer part of the Avengers. So that kind of gave you an idea. But this really kind of sticks the landing and explains to you, because one of the big questions that we all had was, well, these Eternals are so damn strong. Where have they been during the Chitauri attack on New York
or
during Thanos' snap all that stuff?
But now they actually explain where
they
were
kind of
in the
answer
trailer.
That in the trailer, which leads me to believe there's going to be some wicked cool stuff in the movie if that's the big reveal of the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, so. And I love the effects they're using on their weapons and everything. On the trailer itself, it just looked beautiful.
Same with Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, yeah.
Shang-Chi, I can't wait to see it. And again, you and I talked, I would absolutely go see that. Whether it was a Marvel thing or not, just because I like kung fu movies,
yeah,
I like
exactly.
those martial arts flicks.
Yeah, Marvel didn't have to put their name on it to get me to watch.
Right, but the fact that it's a Marvel thing and there's, you know, the trailer for it revealed that Abomination is actually going to be in the movie, whether it's a full-blown thing or just an in-the-movie cameo. But again, how bitchin' does the movie have to be if the trailer dropped an Abomination fighting Woo cameo?
And the other thing about it, and this, but this has happened in every single Marvel trailer that has something that looks like a dragon, bing, bang, boom! And this one at the end of it's got this dragon, and everybody's yelling about that now, but... They'll probably ruin it for us again. Say,
well,
I can't wait.
I can't wait till Mephisto comes out. are we not all screaming Mephisto about everything again?
Apparently they are.
Yeah. Well, with that
thanks to What If and
That Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. That's Doctor Strange seems a little strange, if you will, in that trailer.
Yeah.
And why the hell is the Sanctum Sanctorum covered in snow?
Well, hell froze over.
Hell froze over.
Mephisto.
It's Mephisto. Mephisto confirmed.
Yeah. I don't know. And they've been telling us that ever since, WandaVision. Yeah.
So, well, let's face it. Look, I give all of the speculators online all of the leeway when it comes to WandaVision.
Right.
Mephisto making an appearance in WandaVision 100,000% makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at the comic book origin of Scarlet Witch's character and her kids' origin, then, you know.
They become the arms.
Yeah. Like,
that's a weird creepy thing.
It got weird.
But, yeah, and then Loki. I mean, at the beginning of Loki, they're at a church and there's a satanic picture.
Well, at this point, I think Marvel's just going,
yeah.
Well, it's like in the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, there is a scene where you see Peter Parker walking in the background. There is a picture of Peter with devil horns, and it says "the devil in disguise" or something like that.
Yeah.
And so the Mephisto crew's going, Mephisto.
Yeah. I really hope they just keep teasing this. I hope they keep it as an ongoing thing and never bring Mephisto to the universe.
Absolutely.
just keep those guys busy. So, yeah. But still, either way, even if they do, awesome. If they don't, I don't care.
One of the cooler theories that I've seen online. And I really hope that this pans out. If you watch Loki in that final episode where Kang kind of looks off and he says they've crossed the threshold.
Yeah.
And he no longer knows future. It's like 20 minutes and 57 seconds or something into that episode. Then if you watch WandaVision, the final episode, you're like, 20 minutes and 57 seconds into that episode when she's thumbing around with the Darkhold and hears her kids.
Yeah.
So my sincere hope is that in Spider-Man No Way Home, we're about 20 minutes and 57 seconds into it when Doctor Strange breaks the multiverse. Like, I'm hoping that would be so cool. It's all that same time, maybe when Kang got stabbed and killed, that the multiverse started to splinter. And like,
if they go into that much detail to get it there, awesome. That would be so cool. But sometimes I wonder, are they really that smart to do that?
I don't know.
The MCU, and
I think initially no, but I think now yes. I think they fell ass backwards into a lot of stuff
with the Infinity Saga. Yeah.
And, you know, us in the nerd sphere went, oh, I'll bet that was. Yeah. And Marvel goes, absolutely.
That was Peter Parker that Iron Man.
That was a young Peter Parker for sure.
Yeah.
We intended that the whole time.
We meant to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And again, they can do things like that. Like, oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Well, and now
it works.
You know, now I think they're giving themselves a way out, too. Now, if any of those weird things show up, they can just go, it was an alternate timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why that doesn't make sense.
X-Men wearing black leather, an alternate timeline.
Stop doing the math. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
And it's a wonderful thing because that gives them free reign on anything in the future. And well, they've got my money.
Yeah, and speaking of anything, I know... the last time we talked, I think we were one episode into the What If series.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And holy hell, those have been fun. I think
lots of fun.
As of our recording, we're three episodes in. And just a ton of fun.
Well, the first one was just so cool. You know, Captain Carter. I want to call her Captain Britain because almost.
Almost.
And then Captain Carter. And it's like, okay, that one's really cool. And then they came out with the next one. To where, what was the second one? I've got the last amount of my head already. The third one is whenever they will just wipe out all the Avengers.
Yeah, they start taking everybody out. And the second one was, what if T'Challa had been Star-Lord?
Yeah, and that one was really super cool.
So fun.
And it just made me, okay, I was in with Captain Carter. This one is just way too much. It was a lot of fun.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden, Thanos is a good guy.
Well, and the thing I really dig is that a lot of the guys that were in the movies are doing the voiceover for these characters. So it was awesome to hear Josh Brolin doing the voice of Thanos, but doing some very fun, un-Thanos-like dialogue.
Yeah, very friendly Thanos.
And a little, a little flutter in my heart to hear Chadwick Boseman Black Panther / Star-Lord in this one, which was awesome. So, those have been a lot of fun.
And but this latest one, holy cow, they took in, okay, again, people, sorry about it, but spoilers, but they took basically every incarnation of the Avengers that they meet up,
right?
Like they find Thor's hammer. They're going to recruit Tony Stark. They kill him.
I didn't realize, and I guess maybe I need to check my Marvel cred, but I guess all of those things happen in what is affectionately known in the MCU as Nick Fury's big week.
Yeah.
Because those events where he Tony. He finds Thor's hammer, and they capture Thor, and there's one other one that all sort of happened in that same week.
Yeah, it was also was that the one where they recruited the Hulk?
Maybe. Yeah, and that all happens in that same time period.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And they took him straight from the post-credit scenes in all those movies. You know, it was like, hey, we found the hammer or whatever.
Right.
It's like, oh, that's exactly what Coulson did.
That's what I love about the What If series is that these are, if you're a fan of the Marvel stuff, these are moments that we all kind of are near and dear to our heart. We all know from a slightly different perspective.
Yeah.
Like watching Captain Carter get the Super Soldier Serum and why that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
And the moment that skewed that alternate timeline was very cool.
And we got the Watcher narrating the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what? I think one of the things with this last one, and you're the one that I'm going to have you talk about this, but one of the things they did, they made the Hulk explode from the inside out. And again, we're not going to say who did it, but you'll find out if you watch it. But how'd you describe the Hulk exploding?
It was Disney-fied.
Yes.
It was Disney-fied.
Yeah.
It was an exploding Hulk, but it was very graphically non-graphic or non-graphically graphic.
Yeah, I'll figure that one out later. But
when you're the Hulk, it's a benefit of having that be the character that explodes. Because if he just goes into a green mist.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like blood, and that's not graphic,
right?
And that's not offensive.
Exactly.
And so it is Disney-fied violence.
But I love how he starts bloating up before he explodes, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be nasty. And then all of a sudden, they Disney, whoosh. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yep.
I'll watch that with my grandkids now.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, it's like I had the same thought. It's not a Disney movie, but The Kingsman.
Yes.
Where he's like everybody's heads exploding.
Oh yeah.
And it's just fireworks and confetti and stuff. I'm thinking
that is
a really graphic idea, but not at all graphic or offensive.
Yeah, and the earlier part of the movie, they're like just the church scene where he's ramming crucifixes through people's chests and stuff like
they
that.
They must have spent all of their graphic budget in that scene, so they had to.
How about confetti and rainbows now?
Right, we can do confetti and rainbows, and we'll allude to butt stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to have butt stuff in the new Kingsman movie. I don't know. I have to look.
I don't know. That'd be a hell of a thing if that was the reoccurring theme.
Right. Wait, Kingsman, you went the wrong direction. But, let's see here. So, No Way Home trailer, we kind of talked about it.
I am very excited for it. Again, it's a Marvel thing. It's Spider-Man. I was going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
But now they're bringing in Doc Ock from Tobey Maguire Spider-Men.
Alfred Molina.
Spider-People. Spider-Men's.
Spiders.
But, we've got Green Goblin, and we all sort of, there's been the rumor that Willem Dafoe is reprising his role as Green Goblin.
Which that'd be awesome.
And we heard the cackle, that laugh that is kind of uniquely his Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
I hope like hell it's his. I hope like hell it's that Green Goblin, and not whatever weird Green Goblin they had in Andrew Garfield's movie. Didn't they have a Green Goblin in his movie?
Yes, the new Goblin is, I think, is what they called it. No, that was number three of Spider-Man.
Or was that number three of Spider-Man?
Yeah, never mind. That was number three where crap, I can't think of his name. His best friend, James Franco, played a character. Anyway, he became the new Goblin. But. Wow, why did that go out of my head? I don't know. But yeah, and well, here's the thing. It's probably Mark Hamill.
Yes. Okay. Why not?
He did it in Star Wars. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
So, but no, when you hear the cackle and you see the goblin bomb in that trailer,
right?
Right then I'm like, oh, and then you see Alfred Molina as Doc Ock and kind of a weird youngified digital thing.
I couldn't tell exactly what was going on. Obviously he's an older, I mean the actor is an older man now.
Time has passed.
Maybe that's why, because I think he just looked older than the one we saw take on Tobey Maguire, which, you know, I suppose makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, because the character is gonna age. And
yeah,
now the thing that the speculation that I've seen everybody kind of jump on is in the trailer, it's cut, so when he says, "Hello, Peter," we are led to believe that he's talking to our Spider-Man.
The Tom Holland.
Tom Holland Spider-Man. But there is a huge number of people who think he's actually talking to his Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire.
Or, even better, all three of them.
All three of them, yeah.
And he just says, "Hello, Peter."
Well,
and it's Andrew Garfield, it's Tobey Maguire, and it's Tom Holland.
Yeah, and I also heard that the Andrew Garfield Gwen Stacy is going to be in it. So,
oh, really?
There's all these rumors flying. I don't know what to expect.
Jamie Foxx is in it as
Electro.
Electro. So
yeah, I think that's, again, it's going to be interesting to see what they do finally come up with. And if it's just a jump through different timelines, I don't mind that a bit either.
I'm for it. Yeah, even if all of these I've seen speculation that, I bet it's a Sinister Six team up. And even if it's not a team up, even if it is literally just bounce from one cameo to the other, fine.
I'm good with it. Yeah.
I'm good with it. Kind of like they did, the CW did on the Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When it was just
a flash of different ones.
We couldn't get Michael Keaton 89 Batman, but what we could get was the reporter that talked to Michael Keaton 89 Batman, you know.
And they got
like
Burt
that.
Ward from the 66 Batman. And exactly. So it's, even if it's something like that, I'm good. I'm good. Because they're going to tell me a good story.
I trust them. Yeah. I trust them.
And you know what? And I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man. He is the perfect Peter Parker.
I really
And
think
he's
he
also
is.
Spider-Man. Yeah. So I think, and our Andrew Garfield, he was close, but there was just something not quite there. The Peter Parker side of him, I think. I think he was too much of a tough guy for Peter Parker.
Well, and that's the, yeah. And Tobey Maguire just always seemed like he was too old to be a high school kid.
Yeah, that one always, yeah.
But Tom Holland, absolutely. You buy him as a high school kid.
Yep.
You buy that he's going through these struggles. And I think that's what makes him, in my opinion, the best iteration of Spider-Man. And I've been a fan of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, but I think Tom Holland does the best.
My only issue with Tom Holland Spider-Man is I have a hard time saying Aunt May is hot. Because
it
in the
feels
comics,
a little weird, doesn't it?
In the comics, she was an old grandma.
Yeah. Marissa Tomei is not hurting the Aunt May thing.
I find that odd.
Although it does add for some interesting dynamics to have Tony Stark hitting on her.
Yeah.
And then she and Happy maybe in a relationship.
Well, here's the deal. In the comic books, there's at one point during the comics in Spider-Man where Aunt May got married to Doc Ock. So we got Doc Ock coming back in this. I wonder if it's the Marissa Tomei going to get married to Doc Ock. Alfred Molina, Marissa Tomei. Why not? While we're jumping around.
I can think of four reasons why.
I can't think of any, so sorry. I'm not listening. But I still have a hard time saying, Aunt May's hot.
Aunt May is
Does she really
smoking.
Know how to make wheat cakes?
Yeah, I don't know.
But either way, I'm in because they're good, and they never let us down yet.
Right, yeah. I mean, and that's it, you know. And they have taken some swings that I thought, there's no way that's going to work. Turns out, Guardians of the Galaxy, one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Right.
I mean, it's a talking raccoon and a giant tree.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have you seen the memes going around about, have you seen Groot? It's like Iron Man asking Captain America, have you seen Groot? And then it's the scene from the Avengers where he's cutting down the tree. Nope.
Oh, too soon.
I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for it. I just want them to do it. Now let's talk about another Spider-Man could be property that I have a hard time with, but dang it, they're pulling it off. Venom.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, in my world, and I think Todd McFarlane could back me on this, you cannot have Venom without a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, and there, I am hoping, and there is other speculators on the interwebs that kind of shared my opinion. There's a scene in the trailer for No Way Home where there's this dark, shadowy figure kind of lurking behind Peter Parker. How badass would it be if it was Venom, if it was Tom Hardy's Venom making, again, just a short cameo appearance, so at least you get that crossover.
Yeah.
If nothing else, maybe you have Tom Hardy's Venom crossover with Tom Holland's Spider-Man, enough to make contact and get the big white spider.
Spider emblem. LeBron,
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, though. The Venom movie, awesome. It was still fun, and I'm still looking at it. I'm like, no, they can't do it without Spider-Man. I had that look. I had that in my mind the whole time, but when I walked out, no, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
And now we're going to have Woody Harrelson as Carnage, and just looking at Venom and Carnage interaction, I'm like, I'm in. I mean, I don't give a damn about Spider-Man now at this point, because this is a story.
I like the idea of how Cletus Kasady becomes Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that tracks, and it's an interesting way to make that, because in the comics, Carnage is a offspring of Venom, like a child sort of.
No, actually, and the way they did in the trailer is actually very close to how it was in the movie, in the fact that, well, they were both in different cells, and somehow the Venom symbiote got blended with Cletus Kasady's blood. And that's why he's red.
Okay.
And so somehow, and I don't remember exactly, but somehow their blood. Well, in this one, they show him taking a bite out of him.
Right.
And he's like, that doesn't taste like blood or whatever.
I've tasted blood, and that doesn't taste like blood.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I can buy that.
Right.
Because the way they present it, it's like, yeah, I can deal with that.
Now,
I'm, in the comics, I was like, okay, we'll go with it. Yeah. You know?
Comic books.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm curious to see how it plays out. Because Venom reacts to Carnage as being, oh shit, that's one of the red ones.
Yeah.
So like, is there a precedent for certain symbiotes being worse than the others?
Well,
if you notice, like in all of the times we saw Venom and Tom Hardy, Eddie Brock. They were separate entities.
Yeah.
Like Venom could open his mouth and you saw Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
But when you watch the Let There Be Carnage trailer, like Carnage is just devouring and taking over.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there is a difference.
Well, there's another thing. Okay. First of all, there's a whole symbiote thing where they, the light industry or whatever that company is that created, anyway, they create a whole bunch more using the Venom symbiote. They create a whole bunch more of these. There's like, there's Lasher, there's Toxin, there's Scream. And the Scream, they show that in there, the girl that has the powers.
Right.
She becomes a symbiote, because there's a symbiote called Scream, which is weird because symbiotes are, you know, sound is one of the things that kill them.
Right.
And so she can scream. So how does she keep the symbiote?
It's only sound at a specific decibel, right?
Yeah.
And that the MacGuffin that
I think so.
Makes it work.
Yeah.
As long
so
as
maybe
you're not
it's not her. Well, her scream is what drives away... was it Carnage? I think it was Carnage in one of the comics, and her scream actually makes his symbiote separate. And it might have been Venom. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've read those comics, but still, they got that. And each one of those is a different color symbiote. Like Scream is kind of an orangish and orange and yellow, and like I think I got the name right. I think it's Lasher or Lash or something like that. Anyway, he's kind of a turquoise symbiote. And he's got like all these tentacles that do like whips. So that's the name Lash.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, I'm thinking that they're going to be building on that symbiote universe.
Well, in the first Venom movie, you know, the main antagonist in it was the big silver symbiote.
Yeah.
You know, when it attached to the douchebag billionaire.
Yeah.
The Elon Musk knockoff.
Yeah. And oh, you remember the trailer for that first Venom movie? The lady doctor was explaining the symbiotes, and then they had to redo it, and then the movie, it's actually symbiotes, because the fans go, it's not symbiotes.
It's not, what?
You're a knucklehead. But this one, I didn't see anything in the trailer.
And Black Widow, when they're debating on whether it's Budapest.
That's true. But this one, I think they're gonna branch out and to create the whole symbiote universe, which is cool. I mean, in the comics,
well, and isn't there there's like a whole planet of symbiotes, and there's like a symbiote deity too. That was in the comics. At one point.
Guardians of the Galaxy actually went to that planet.
Of course they did.
And I'd love to see a Groot symbiote.
I think a rocket symbiote would be kind of badass.
That would be. But
terrifying, but, you know.
But with Groot's charm, I think, how can you be bad? Yeah. Be like
how about a Drax symbiote?
Isn't he already? No.
Yeah.
It would be way literal then.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I am thrilled that we're past the first stage of the pandemic. And now we're starting to see some of these things start to get back into production and nearing release. And you know, turns out I have to just go see Marvel or Fast and Furious movies if I want to be happy. Because I have seen other things recently that are not Marvel or Fast and Furious related.
And
it wasn't a bad movie.
Which movie is this?
Reminiscence.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Hugh Jackman. I mean, come on.
It is. It is. It's Hugh Jackman. I saw somebody describe it as a film noir movie made by people who have never seen a film noir movie.
Oh, no. Well, you know, and that's one thing. Here on this podcast, we don't talk bad. If we see something that we don't like, we usually don't talk about it. Now, you can't say that you didn't like it at all.
No, and that's the thing.
Okay.
I enjoyed the idea. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the premise. And it wasn't a bad movie. It, for my take, was maybe a little long. Mm. I think they could have cut maybe something out of maybe the end of the second before the third act to kind of
squeeze it all in. Yeah,
because I think it was like a 2.5 hour
movie. Wow, really?
I mean, it seemed like it was, but... Yeah, and it's a neat movie. It is, and it's the perfect way to do time travel without actually trying to mess with time.
Memory travel.
Yeah,
right?
You just travel back into memories.
And, okay.
And there is this technology that allows you to relive any memory that you want.
I think it's called Inception, isn't it?
It's a little Inception-y. Inception-y. Although you can't deviate from the memory.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman is your guide. And, you know, we're going to take a trip. It's going to be to a time and a place, you know, that kind of setup. You can't introduce stuff that wasn't part of the memory. Otherwise, people get all freaky and twitch out, and you end up doing what's called burning them.
Okay.
And he ends up doing that to a dude. Spoilers! He ends up doing that to a dude toward the end of the movie and completely... You know, locks him in his own prison, basically.
Oh, I was hoping something like Scanners where the head blows up.
No, it looked like it was headed that direction, but they kind of planned away before it got too... They didn't have to Disney-fy anything. They just cut away.
Okay. Well, see, if people's heads are blowing up, I'm either going to want to see Scanners or Kingsman. There's nothing in between.
Yeah, nothing
It's got to be the actual
Absolutely.
Gore or... Fireworks.
Yeah, or fireworks. But it wasn't a bad movie. Like I said, I had the opportunity to go see it. And it's one of those that I think is, again, it's showing on HBO. HBO Max, I think, is where you can find it if you don't want to go see it in the theater. And I might have felt differently about it had I seen it at home.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been better, you know, but... I went to see it at Eagle Theater. It was a good movie. It was, you know, a fun way to spend a couple of hours. I happened to catch it just right where it was literally a private screening, you know, because...
You go to those early shows.
Yeah, so. I go to those early shows for that reason. If it's me and one or two other people or just me in the theater, man, am I great. Because then I can still, you know... mess on my cell phone.
Yeah.
I go, wait, do I know that actress? Hang on, IMDb and look that up, you know.
Yep.
I can do all that annoying stuff that you do at home, but I do it in the theater. And I was sitting, you know, and because I was the only guy there, I was the only person there, I got the dead center, the seat dead center of the screen.
Of course.
It was one of the nice reclining seats there at Eagle Theater.
Oh, yeah.
So I was comfy. I had my big can of popcorn.
Did you bring a blanket?
No, I didn't bring a blanket. No, because that I don't need to tempt the fate. I have a hard time staying awake in those seats.
Three
anyway.
Hours later, Tony's in there.
Exactly.
Wake that man
up.
Well,
hell, I used to do that before they had the comfy seats. So turns out Tony had a little bit of a sleep apnea issue, and that's why he had trouble staying awake while watching movies.
And
driving,
living,
carrying on conversations. It's a bad day when you're recording the news and you record yourself falling asleep.
Yeah, I snore. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's when I thought, I should probably go see somebody about that. That's not normal.
Now, this movie is in that comfy location, even without your sleep apnea. I mean, is it boring?
No, I don't think it's boring. Okay. I don't think it's boring. And it's not a bad movie. Like I said, I enjoyed it. It wasn't quite as, and that's part of the problem, because I am part of the, I am the reason they keep making the stupid Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
I am used to that sort of frenetic pace of a movie where it's just, action scene, action scene, action scene. Here, this thing exploding, going fast, high kick, I need that stuff.
Okay.
And I knew that going in. I knew that this was going to be kind of a roll of the dice, but it's made by the same people that make Westworld.
Yeah,
on HBO.
I saw that.
And there are a lot of the same actors and actresses from Westworld that I recognize.
Okay.
I'm going, I know. Okay. And see, so I knew it was going to be a little bit more of a slow paced thing than Fanine was.
Fanine. Well,
Or even Free Guy.
Definitely Free Guy. Once the action started, he didn't stop. So,
And honestly, I think hindsight being 2020, I had the opportunity to either go see the Reminiscence or Respect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Aretha Franklin biopic.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish now that I'd seen Respect.
Oh.
I mean, just because Aretha is Aretha.
Yeah.
And I've loved the Elton John biopic. Love the Queen biopic. And I would like to have seen their, how they did it with Aretha Franklin.
Well, it's still showing, I think, at the Eagle Theater.
I think it's done. I think.
Oh, they have a new weekend at all.
Yep.
Oh, well. Yeah, because that's the one I also kind of want to see, because I love biopics. I love documentaries about rock stars. I got books about rock stars. I just love knowing what's
going on.
When you
work at a classic hit station, you kind of feel like,
Maybe
I should go see the Aretha Franklin flick.
Well, this weekend, I don't know if I have any plans to see any movies, but I was thinking my wife might like Reminiscence.
Paw Patrol.
Is that this weekend? What am I doing here?
You know you're going to go see Paw Patrol.
What was that? There's a Paw Patrol. I forget what.
Leanne might really dig Reminiscence because she's very much into the True Detective
Hugh Jackman.
Crime.
Yes.
Isn't she into the True Detective crime stuff?
And Hugh Jackman.
Well, I will say he spends almost no time without a shirt on. I mean, he's typically clothed, I think, through the entire thing.
Yeah, she might like it then.
And maybe that's why it missed for me. Yeah. I didn't get the...
You didn't see his abs,
I didn't get the rippling muscles and the hairy chest and,
Well, maybe there's a sequel. But, I'm still
The Hugh Jackman hairy chest cut. Yeah. Like the Snyder cut.
There's your gag reel.
Yeah.
But, I think she'll want to go see that one. And I think... I know she won't see the Aretha Franklin anyway with me, so if I missed out, then...
The new movie that's starting this weekend at Eagle Theater is I think they call it a spiritual sequel to the original. Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
Is in theaters now. And I don't know if you ever watched the OG Candyman from the... I don't know, had to be late 80s,
late
early 80s, 90s.
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah. back then.
back in the day, as we say, back in the day. I kind of like to go see it, but here's the thing. I'm a big wuss when it comes to scary movies.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't used to be.
Maybe you will bring your blanket then.
I used to go with my dad. My dad has always been into horror flicks, so he and I would go see you know, like The Hills Have Eyes, and Hills Have Eyes Too. And I think that's why I laugh at inappropriate times during movies you shouldn't laugh at.
Yeah.
Because I went to see some of those just over the top. You know, I grew up probably far younger than I should have seeing movies like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And my dad had the sense of humor where he thought it was funny as hell that the one guy kept digging at his head.
Yes.
He would heat the clothes hanger up.
Yes.
And like scratch at his head and then pull the meat off of it and like eat it. For whatever reason, my dad thought that was funny as hell.
I interviewed Bill Moseley, the guy that played that character.
Oh, really?
That was something he developed as they were waiting. They were waiting to shoot the scene. He did that. And he goes,
awesome.
I'm using that on scene. And they did. And that's a classic
awesome.
Piece.
Yeah. But, and then another scene my dad loved was, and I don't even know the setup for a lot of these scenes, but some guy, I think it was one of the hill folk killing somebody with a hammer. And he just kept saying, incoming mail. So,
well,
that's a little insight into. So I have a history of watching these flicks. And then at some point I just went,
I'm scared.
You know, these don't enhance my life at all, and I'm just not going.
Well, the original Candyman, I thought it was one. To me, it seemed more like a psychological horror.
Well, and I'm kind of thinking that that's probably what this is, rather than just being a gross out torture porn, you know, like Saw 4 through 15 or whatever.
Or Hostel or.
Yeah. Because I even watched the first Saw movie.
Human Centipede. Or
stop talking about Human Centipede, you sick bastard. But I even watched the first Saw movie and really enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was not as, it wasn't as graphic as they started to become.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it was a unique in its own whenever it first came out. And I was like, oh, that's a good way to do horror.
Yeah.
And then they kept going, okay, let's push these limits.
Well, it's
further.
Like Paranormal Activity. I've seen the first couple of Paranormal Activity movies, and they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the, I don't know, eighth Paranormal Activity movie, you go, I mean, it's the same way with the found footage stuff.
Yeah, and it's the
thing. You know, you got the Blair Witch Project.
Which, unlisted owner.
Yeah. But there was enough of a gap between Blair Witch and Unlisted Owner that by the time Jed does Unlisted Owner, it doesn't feel like just a retread of the same.
Yeah.
Because when Blair Witch Project, there was like 75 of these found footage movies.
Yeah.
And you go, no. Like, wasn't Cloverfield?
Yeah.
Cloverfield was a big budget found footage movie. And I'm going.
Yeah. And then the
just show me the monster.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And then the Cloverfield sequels, they were all there's no found footage period.
Yeah.
So they went away from it and they realized, okay, it was good for the first one.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. It was a huge trend back then, and then that kind of died out. And then you're seeing a couple more here and there once in a while, which is
good. And I like a good found footage movie if they sell you on the idea. Yeah, it's and that's one of the things that the Blair Witch Project did so brilliantly
mm-hmm.
is it was able to sell the public because this was not a new thing, but it was a thing that hadn't been done in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were people who were legitimately freaking out in the theater because they thought this was real. These kids really died. And, you know, the internet wasn't new, but was pretty new.
Yeah, new enough.
You know, before everybody and their brother started marketing their movies on the internet, Blair Witch was seeding the internet with fake news articles fake news reports.
A little guerrilla marketing.
Up. Yeah.
And you know what? That's a funny thing because Blair Witch Project got me. I had not paid, I don't know why, but at the time when that came out, we was working at a radio station. We got the premiere, you know, the station. Everybody got to come into the premiere, a few of listeners and things like that. And we were exclusively in the theater. They had a rep from the production company come in, and they gave out prizes and stuff. And they had me. And when they opened up, you know, it said this was found footage or whatever, however they introduced it. At the time, I hadn't heard anything about it at all. I had not even paid any attention. I don't know why. But I went and saw the movie, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's creepy. That really happened, and they're showing it in a movie. And, I mean, for like 2 or 3 days later, I'm like, that was so real. That is real. I mean, I want to go to Burkittsville, Maryland. I want to see this. And then after a while, it's just a movie. oh, she's on IMDb. Right. She's an actress.
Yeah,
oh.
It's all fine and dandy, and you buy Blair Witch Project until you start seeing those same actors and actresses
in other,
you know, doing the villain of the week on CSI.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't I? Yeah. I thought they died.
I thought he died.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, exactly. And then, hey, speaking of what, did you know I'm in a movie with Jed Bryan?
I heard you were in a movie.
Yeah, Unlisted Owner, and found
not,
footage.
Yeah, and not,
director
not the
Scott.
Only movie.
No.
That you are in.
No.
You are in a trailer for a movie.
1031.
As I understand it, was filmed here at the station.
Yeah.
And
I think you were around for that.
You were actually, was it last weekend or the weekend before?
A couple weeks
ago. You
were
actually on set filming another.
Yeah.
Trick Brian Jordan.
And that one's called Trick Not Treat. Don't know when that one's coming out either yet. I just do the movie and act in it.
Yeah. Well, you're the star. You can't be bothered with the details.
Marketing.
You're not there for marketing.
But, yeah, 1031 Part 3, by the way, which the one that was filmed here at the station, supposed to be coming out in October.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it.
My wife keeps yelling at me. She goes, because you and I have seen the trailer that was filmed here and Jed cut together. At the very least, we saw a rough cut of it.
Yeah.
I don't think the music was
there yet.
But so I've seen it, and I've mentioned to my wife that I've seen it. And she keeps going, well, when are you going to show me that trailer? I haven't seen it yet. Well, you're going to have to wait till October.
Yeah, that's right. And I loved it because I recently went back and watched Tropic Thunder, the one that started the fake trailers before the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I watched all that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is where it started. And so that's what this is going to be. It's going to be a fake trailer at the beginning of 1031 Part 3, Rocky Gray Project. So I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
So, but, doing my acting chops, my head's getting too big. I had to buy a new hat the other day because
well,
it's too small.
You were very excited that you're 2 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
That's right.
I'm very excited that I'm now a couple of 3 degrees of separation from Amy Lee.
She
was lead singer of Evanescence.
Yeah,
right?
okay.
And Rocky Gray was in Evanescence for a time.
He was
correct?
The original drummer, yeah.
He was the original drummer for Evanescence.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're, 2 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, I'm 4 degrees of separation from Amy Lee.
Oh, you're not even that far away.
No.
But 1, 2, 3.
Three. Yeah, okay. 3 degrees of separation. So, goals.
Well, exactly. We all have them. We all keep them. Any other?
Like I could go up to Amy Lee. Hey, your former. Yeah, he did a. And I'm.
You want to go hang out?
Yeah. Who the hell are you? Get away.
You creepy little man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else nerdy you want to talk about? I think we covered the things that we've been hankering to talk about.
I think so. We talked a little bit about the Eternals trailer.
Yeah.
It looks very good. It fills in some of the blanks.
And I think Angelina Jolie works in the Marvel Universe.
I'm back in love with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time where I'm like,
yeah. Well, it was when she had all those kids, I think.
Well, no. I didn't, but it was when she was, she was doing stuff with Billy Bob Thornton, I think.
That got creepy with blood.
She was wearing a vial of his blood. And,
Yeah.
She got, weirdly meth head skinny.
She did, too, yeah.
Yeah. And
now
like,
she looks good. So,
yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. Eternals, I think, looks like a lot of fun, I think. And I'm hoping that maybe in Eternals we get to see a baby Thanos.
Oh, no.
That would be awesome.
baby Groot,
because,
baby Thanos.
Because that's what...
baby Yoda.
The Eternals... The trailer reveals that the Eternals are only allowed to interfere in human events when it involves... they call them deviants?
Something like... Yeah, deviants. That's what they
deviants,
call them. Yeah.
Which is what Thanos is.
Yeah.
Thanos is an Eternal with a deviant gene, as I recall.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that maybe we get at least a reference to a baby Thanos. I just think that would be funny.
Big
purple chin kid and diapers picking on somebody on the playground.
Well, with Disney, every year they have one cute baby something, and this is the year for baby Thanos.
Yeah, we got baby Groot, we got Grogu.
Yeah.
That's baby Yoda, for those of you who... are in the know.
And now, yes, I think that's a good thing.
Although I can't claim too much cred for knowing that it's Grogu. Even my wife knows it's Grogu. My mom knows it's Grogu.
So it's not that nerdy.
It's not that nerdy and impressive to know.
Yeah, but I do love the face on people when you say, hey, baby Yoda. No!
Yeah. Well, the problem is because we don't know what the hell his species is called.
No. Muppet. It's Muppet.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that, we're going to find out in the next season of Mandalorian. Is that going to drop anyway?
I don't know.
Hopefully soon.
I figure as soon as they're done with all of the Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Well, I saw a thing where they showed a picture of youngified Mark Hamill. Although I still think they should go with Sebastian Stan.
I do too. But, oh my God. Have you seen the artist or the fan renderings of Sebastian Stan as Luke? And it's awesome.
It works. I've seen some footage of him and Grogu. And it's like, not footage, but pictures. And it looks like he's teaching him how to use the lightsaber.
I hope they fine tune it.
Yeah.
Because it was very cool at the end of the last Mandalorian season.
But I wouldn't
want
to watch
it. A little.
Yeah.
There was a significant Uncanny Valley issue.
Yeah.
That you just go, oh, that's so cool. And
not anymore.
All right. I'm glad that scene didn't last any longer.
Yeah. So I'm hoping they do fine tune it too. Or get Sebastian Stan.
Just recap. Because I'd be fine. I'd be fine if they wanted to recap. I know that may be sacrilege to some Star Wars faithful. As long as they do a better job recasting him than they did with Solo.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Solo.
There was a couple of other actors, or at least one other actor that I saw that was vying for that role that I think would have been a much better selection.
Yeah.
But
I do like the guy that got to play the young Lando. What was it?
He looked good.
Yeah. I can't think of his name now. Okay. Brain gone. No work. I guess it's the end of the podcast.
Well, it's legal in this state.
All right. Well, you know what? That's going to end the Nerd Up podcast for this time around. Let's see. Again, if you want to support us, feel free. We appreciate it. We're not begging for it. It's, you know, storage fees is all we ask.
And then
you can make a donation from the podcast page. It's nerduppodcast.com. Or you can also buy our t-shirts, and we don't get hardly anything. And I think I got 10 cents. Someone bought four people bought a t-shirt. I got 10 cents.
You son of a bitch. Where's my cut?
Hold on.
I didn't realize you were holding that.
I've been trying to break the 10 cents.
That's right.
I got the dime. I don't know where to break it.
Flip that nickel this direction, man.
But it's cool to have the Nerd Up t-shirts. Those are really cool. CafePress.com/NerdUpPodcast. Also, sell my tees. .com/NerdUpPodcast. You can buy all sorts of cool swag and look good. Just, you know, but again, if you want to, cool. If not, I'd still like you listening.
If you're listening anywhere around the Robinson, Illinois, Clinton, Illinois, or Streeter, wherever Streeter is at.
It's up north somewhere.
Streeter up north. If you're listening in those areas, stop by your local Eagle Theater and say, hey, heard about you guys on the Nerd Up podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Theater, a big supporter of what we do. And they have been for a lot of years.
Long time.
Even before I started browbeating you and making you let me be a part of it, Eagle Theater was on board with the Nerd Up podcast. So,
yeah, back when Ari Gubelman actually ran it from here in Robinson.
Right. Big thanks to Ari Gubelman and Kelsa. We've had her on the podcast. Yep. And
that's
absolutely helpful. Love having a theater. I mean, it's, you know, we were talking about it earlier. I went and saw Reminiscence. I was the only person there.
Yeah.
It was a 1 o'clock matinee show. But it was great because it was an idle Saturday. My wife and daughter and sister-in-law were in St. Louis doing girls' weekend, and my son had to work. And I'm sitting at home going, well, what the hell am I going to do for the next couple of hours?
Eagle Theater.
I'll go see a movie because we've got a theater 10 minutes away.
That's right. That's the beauty of it. And it's a hometown theater. Even I'm 99% sure that the other ones, Streeter and Clinton, that they're run the same way this one is. I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Right.
But every time you go there, you feel like you're a guest of honor.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's how Eric has the theater set up.
Yeah.
I think it's the same sort of management philosophy that, you know, hey, we wouldn't be here without the community. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
And whether it's an Eagle Theater or not, get out and support your local businesses, whether it's a theater or a restaurant or, you know, a clothing store. Here at Classic Hits, WTYE, another supporter of the Nerd Up podcast. We are all about local businesses, being one ourselves.
Exactly.
We understand the importance of that symbiotic relationship.
Ooh, or symbiotic?
Symbiotic relationship. That symbiotic relationship.
But yeah, and that's another thing. If you want to support us another way, tune in to WTYEFM.com.
Yeah,
listen in online.
If you ever wonder what Gil and I sound like when we're not talking about nerdy stuff,
yeah,
visit WTYEFM.com. Click the Listen Live button in the upper right-hand corner.
Which is just above the Nerd Up Podcast.
Which is just above the Nerd Up Podcast or adjacent to or... It's in that same general area.
Adjacently to. There we go again. There's all sorts of ways. I mean, and just to show your support by visiting these people is enough for us again.
Absolutely.
So, well, I guess that wraps it up. Like we say at the end of every episode,
stay nerdy. Nerd on.